For me, Halloween is associated with the War of the Worlds radio broadcast, which caused a national panic on October 30th, 1938.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
My family had the show on a Golden Age of Radio record album, and it spooked me as a kid. It's the story of a Martian invasion staged as if it were happening in real time, and a million listeners took the bait. A lot of them packed up their belongings and fled their homes. Others flocked to police stations, seeking refuge. Some people actually ran around with cloth pressed to their mouths so they wouldn't inhale the Martians' poison smoke. Who thought up this splendid stunt?
Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
Orson Welles was a Wisconsin native, born in Kenosha and schooled in Madison. At 23, he'd already conquered New York theater. To this day, I love hearing the Wisconsin whiz kid make magic on War of the Worlds. His stroke of genius was to fabricate news bulletins, which interrupted what sounded like regularly scheduled programming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program music to bring you a special bulletin, reports observing several explosions on the planet Mars.
Things turned grim during a bulletin from Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, here I am, back of a stone wall that adjoins Mr. Wilmer's garden.
A reporter offers a chilling account of a Martian emerging from its spaceship.
Wait a minute. Something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Eyes are black, with saliva dripping from its rimless lips.
Welles conducted his 10 actors and 27-piece orchestra from a podium in CBS's Manhattan studio.
Wait a minute, something's happening. A humped shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames.
During the reporter's frantic account, he signaled for silence and held it for 6 blood-curdling seconds.
Coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill.
Listeners got the idea that everybody had died from a Martian heat ray. Americans felt duped the next day when they realized the Earth had survived the hour-long broadcast by CBS's Mercury Theater on the air. The government launched an investigation, and Congress threatened to censor radio broadcasts. The Wisconsin State Journal's front-page headline was typical of newspapers around the world. Hysteria sweeps country as radio hoax describes invasion by Mars giants. Many people missed the second half of the broadcast, having fled their homes in terror. But those who stuck it out got to hear a final word from Welles himself.
The War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo.
It's the gentlest ending imaginable to a Martian invasion.